You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me
an instrument. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE. Today's Modern Worship. This is Bob Arthurs from Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we would love to spend 2023 serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with you in beautiful Brevard County. And, you know, I continue to tell people, say, how bad is it? I said, it's not bad enough for people to change yet. So we need to be praying, we need to be believing, and we need to be serving. And that means you need a church. You need a body of believers to surround you, to hold you up in prayer. I have people that tell me that they're praying for me, some of them on a daily basis, some of them on a weekly basis. And then there are, you know, times that I tell people, it's like, hey, look, you know, God woke me up in the middle of the night and laid you on my heart to pray for you. You need people who are praying for you. You need people who are going to provoke you, one another, to good works. You need a church where the word of God is going to be preached, and it's not going to be compromised. And so if you do not have a church home, I would be honored and privileged if you would consider Merritt Assembly of God, and if we can serve alongside one another, that would be a glorious thing. So 165 North Grove Street, we have services on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, and like always, you can find us here Monday through Friday on WMIE at 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, on WWBC 1510 AM at 10:30 of a morning. So we are going through the Sermon on the Mount. We are at Matthew chapter 7, verse number 23. And Jesus said, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." And so practicing lawlessness is not something with a bright future. It looks like a future separated from Jesus. And I don't want to commit lawlessness. I don't want to practice lawlessness. I don't want to be a man of lawlessness. I don't want to be a person that does what is right in my own eyes. I want to do things that are right in the eyes of God and are pleasing and acceptable to Him. So we're going through this little study on lawlessness, and we have come to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So I'm going to read those passages. We went through verses 5 and 6 yesterday and part of 7. So we'll be picking up there here in just a moment. 2 Thessalonians 2:5 says, "Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, capital H, who now restrains, will do so until he, capital H, is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is in according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, back to verse number 7, it says, for the secret or the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Can you imagine what a society would look like when the presence of the Holy Spirit is taken out of the way? When the Lord Jesus Christ is no longer preached, proclaimed, or lived? Can you imagine a society where the Word of God is completely absent? And can you imagine a society that has no church? You might say, well, I can imagine that society because there are countries in the world that are very hostile to the gospel now. But I would tell you this, even in those places, and I am aware of many of those places, that even in those places, the Holy Spirit is still moving in people's lives. Jesus is still being preached and still being proclaimed, and that there is a church that is functioning there in the power of the Holy Spirit and the truth of God's word, and people's lives are still being changed, and the word of God is still being sent forth, and it still returns to God, not having missed its mark. And so, even though we can see some dark spots, it's not the darkest of darkness yet. I don't want to live. I wouldn't want to live for a second. I wouldn't want to live for a minute. And I certainly wouldn't want to live for an eternity where there is no manifestation of the presence of God at all. I wouldn't want to be there. That's what hell looks like. That's what the lake of fire looks like. It is an eternity completely void of anything godly. That's misery. Okay, so when the Bible talks about that there will be weeping and gnashing and flames and burning like sulfur and all of that sort of stuff, please understand that those are just the mental images that you and I can grasp of what misery looks like. But it's really the ultimate tragedy of an eternity not in heaven with Jesus Christ is that it's not with Jesus Christ. On the other side of the coin, there are a lot of people concerned about mansions, a lot of people concerned about streets of gold and crystal seas and pearly gates and all of that and you know, family members that are going to be there. And all of that is fine, well, and good. But the real core value to heaven is that we get to spend eternity with Jesus. Those are the only two possibilities, an eternity without him or an eternity with him. I want the eternity with him. And we are blessed in this world to have God still numbering people's days and still causing people to be saved on a daily basis. The man of lawlessness will be revealed, it says in verse number 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, and that happens when that restraining force is taken out of the way. We are living in a restraint adverse time. You know, I've been at this for a few decades. I've watched a lot of kids that have grown up in church, and then all of a sudden they hit 17 or 18 and somebody someplace told them, hey, you don't have to listen to anybody. You don't have to do what they say. There, you can continue to live in somebody else's house. You don't have to obey them. And I was like, no, that's not what being an adult is all about. You know, there are people that say, oh man, I just can't wait until I am of the age that I can go out and drink and all of that sort of stuff. And you know what they found? They found that people who live that way sometimes don't live very long that way. So they've kind of, I think that there's a law on the books that even when you turn 21, you're not eligible to go and go to a bar or anything like that until later on, like after dawn or something like that, because they want you to at least live part of your 21st birthday. Because a lot of times people throw off restraint. I was talking to a mechanic one time. We were talking about a car, and the car was a car that would go very, very fast. And my mechanic friend said this. He said, that car can go that fast, but not every part in that car is designed to go that fast. And if a bearing seizes up, when you're showing no restraint to the gas pedal, it could be very, very ugly. And so I passed that on to a person that I knew that had a very, very fast automobile. And because you and I, we can restrain ourselves, but not everybody, or I can't restrain anybody else. And I mean, unless it's when my children were young, I could restrain them. And while they were in church, I could put them in my lap. I was on staff and I could put them in a figure four and they couldn't go anyplace. People think that freedom means freedom from restraint. And I want you to know that that's not the case. People perish because they've cast off restraint. There is more power in the boundaries that God establishes in your life. When you know the purpose that God has for you, it causes you to say no to things that would cause you to operate outside of the restraint of God's word. God's word is not a punishment. Those restraints aren't punitive. They are there to help. And so when all restraint is taken out of society, it says then, at that time, the lawless one will be revealed. The mask will come off. The deception that he's used will be exposed, and all of a sudden, people are going to come to realize, oh no, what have we done? What have we done? And at that point in time, there will be remorse, and they will be left with a problem of their own making. Now, I want to tell you what the end, okay? So we're talking about the revelation where the person exposes themselves for who they are. Remember, up until this point, it has been the mystery of lawlessness. It's been the secret. But now it's the revelation of the lawless one, and there's no one you can appeal to at that point in time. But let me tell you what the end of that situation looks like. whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth. I preached a message last year, and the title of that message was What Happens When God Breathes. This is one of the verses that I didn't put in there, but I should have. All it takes for God to remove the lawless one and remove all of the godly ungodly leaders from their positions of power and from their roles of influence in this world is all he's got to do is breathe. All he's got to do is breathe. One breath, and lawlessness will be consumed. Okay? Now, if I can take just a moment and expose a lie from the enemy. You see, one of the lies that he has perpetrated is that God doesn't want you to have any fun. God is like a baseball player who's just waiting for you to step out of line, and then he's going to, you know, knock you out of the park, going to knock you out of this world into an eternity without him. I want you to know that is a distorted and abusive perception of the reality of God. The truth of the matter is God does love you. God does want to forgive you. He's not looking to remove you from his presence. He's gone to great effort to make sure that you do spend eternity with him. And he wouldn't need a baseball bat. It is true that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It is true that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All of those things are true. If God wanted to remove us from his presence, all he would have to do is breathe. That's it. Just breathe. I wonder what would happen in our anarchist society that we live in now if the churches would allow God to breathe life into our churches. Judgment begins at the house of God. It doesn't begin in the White House. It doesn't begin on Capitol Hill. It doesn't begin at the Supreme Court. Judgment begins at the house of God. And in the house of God, judgment begins with the pastors. We need a move of the Holy Spirit of God. We need God to breathe on his people. When he breathes, dry bones, you know, come back to life with functionality and vibrancy and power. If we've got lawlessness creeping into our churches, and we do, the solution to that is a move of God. It's God, breathe on your church. Breathe on your church. I tell you, as I was preparing, going through this passage, and believe me, this isn't the first time I've gone through 2 Thessalonians. But man, did it hit me. There were several things that were just driven home poignantly. We need God. We need God. Laws will not restrain a lawless one. you know. So let me just go out there and throw this out there. You can pass all of the laws in the world, and a person who operates in lawlessness will cheer you on, because it doesn't impede them and it doesn't impact them. A friend of mine said a long, long time ago, and he got it from somebody else. I don't know who he got it from. But he said, where there is much love, there's little law. You don't need law where the law of love is in operation. But where there's much law, there's little love. So we've got governments that are set up that are trying to compel obedience to their mandates, but it's not out of a heart of compassion. It's all about an addiction to control. And sometimes now, I mean, it's an addiction to lawlessness. So let's get back to the Word of God. I'll quit tampering and meddling and stomping on toes. Whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Destroy with the brightness of his coming. Now, I'm really looking forward to the return of Jesus. The longer I spend here in this world, the more I long for heaven. The more I long for heaven, the more I long to see as many people saved as I possibly can be. But the brightness of his coming is something that you can look at in its ultimate, you know, when Jesus shows up, lawlessness has got to go, because he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's no greater power, no greater authority. When the Holy Spirit hovered over a dark place, God said, let there be light, and the darkness said, got to go. When there was chaos and the Holy Spirit started hovering and started speaking things into existence, all of a sudden chaos went out of the way. When Jesus shows up, when there's the brightness of his coming, all of a sudden things that have been operating outside of the parameters of God's word, they begin to function in a vibrancy. Lawlessness and anybody propagating lawlessness is removed. And so I want to throw this challenge out there to you. If you have lawlessness in operation, maybe it's in your business, it could be in your home, you know, where there's people operating without restraint, it could be in your finances. You may have gotten that credit card bill from the unrestrained spending that you did for all of the Christmas presents, and you're saying, oh no, how am I ever going to pay for all this? Well, if Jesus comes on the scene, he's going to all of a sudden destroy all of those lawless areas in your life by bringing the will of God into effect in those situations. So there's one specific area of my life. I have got to get it in line with what God wants, and I know it. And so I've got to make the changes, to make the physical actions that are necessary, because I don't want to go buy a new wardrobe. I've got perfectly good clothes that, you know, they just need me to get my exercise level up and my calorie consumption down. That's, you want to know what's going on in my life? That's what's going on in my life. So the coming of Jesus, the coming of the wisdom of God, the coming of the love of God. Listen, no matter how damaged or destroyed your marriage may be, your relationships may be, your finances may be, your spiritual life may be, Jesus wants to come and he wants to bring order and life and peace back to those very areas. So we got about three minutes here before the, you know, we're out of time here on the radio program for today. But I'd just like to take just a minute and ask you, because I know that not everybody who listens to Christian radio has Jesus living in their heart. You may be have some areas in your life where the lawless one has used his skill and deception, and you've said yes to some things that are not pleasing in God's sight, and now you find yourself in bondage to things that the enemy told you were going to be blessings to you. Well, I want you to know today that God wants to breathe into that situation by the Holy Spirit to where you experience the convicting power of God. You see, if you don't ever come to that place where you realize godly sorrow and the guilt from doing something, then you'll make excuses for it and you won't ever change those situations. I'm not talking about condemnation. I'm just talking about the Holy Spirit breathing conviction into your life. That's proof of the love of God. And Jesus wants to make a glorious appearance into your life, not just to church on Sunday, but every single day, not just for your spiritual life, but every arena of your life, body, soul, spirit, relational, financial, intellectual, you name it. Jesus coming in can destroy old mindsets and old death styles and give a lifestyle. Would you pray with me today? Dear Jesus, I pray today that you would make a glorious entrance into my life as my Lord and my Savior. Destroy any area of lawlessness in my life and give me, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, the tools that I need to live a life of obedience that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer, if you would let us know, we would love to celebrate with you. Until tomorrow, have a great day. We'll see you here on the Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.